enter information into the package and shipment details section, much as you do for documents. For example, as with shipping documents, the declared value is how much it costs to replace the items, and it must be at or lower than the total customs value. One obvious difference: at package contents, instead of selecting documents, you select products, commodities. In shipment purpose, select commercial. Then, ensure the total customs value, that is the total fair market value of all items, is above $1, is at or higher than the declared value field, and, to avoid severe penalties, is not undervalued. Keep in mind, a value that is too low for the item shipped could result in a delay, seizure, or fines that could be thousands of dollars. You are done with the first column. In the second column, there are no differences in the billing details or optional sections. Ensure you have everything correct on the page, then click Continue. This opens the second page of the Create a Shipment form.